I'm Jeremy Lazarus, Master Trainer of NLP. I've been doing NLP related work for about 10 or 11 years. My main interests are business, sport and coaching. I used to be a finance director and a certified accountant or qualified accountant. I was also a former semi-professional goalkeeper. So I've got quite a lot of experience in both of those two main camps, business and sport.
So what else do you have in common with Albert Camus?
Albert Camus, yeah. I speak French as well, as it happens. And I did Camus La Peste for A-level. But anyway, A-level French, as you mention it. So
one of the world's famous goalkeepers.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, I know. He was a goalkeeper and a deep thinker, I think, wasn't he? Very deep thinker.
He was. And I think he may share that with you as well.
I hope so. I'm not sure my ability to think goes quite as profound as Camus. But anyway.
Well, you're here at the NLP conference.
I am.
You have a stand.
Yes.
How's that working for you?
It's working well. I mean, the purpose is obviously from the point of view of someone running a training business, it's about profile. And I think if I look at the physical layout of the room generally, it's very well laid out. So there's a lot of people who are actually passing my desk and other people's sort of stands. One of the things I really like is lunch was actually in this room, so people had to be in here. So from a purely practical point of view, that was great. On a more general note, I think I love these conferences. It's for me just great being around like-minded people who are in the main passionate about the work that I'm passionate about, NLP, making a difference in people's lives.
I notice you joined us in the Coalition NLP
yes.
session over lunchtime.
Yes.
You were enthusiastically in favour of making NLP work on a coalition basis?
Well, the word coalition is an interesting word. If we're looking at, do I think if we all got our heads together as a profession to work together to help get the other 90% of people who don't know about NLP, according to NLP's research, 90% of people in the UK have not heard of NLP. For us to work as one group of people, even with some differences, so that the other 90% of people can benefit the way we have, I'm 100% in favour of that.
And do you think ANLP can be the place that people can engage with that?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Why do I say that? I know Karen Moxon, the lady who runs ANLP. I've got a lot of respect for her. I think she comes from... she's got a very good sense of ethics. She's a very decent person, and she's willing to put politics aside, if there are any politics, to put them aside for the greater good. And I think as a body, if we can do that, then it can only benefit not just the 10% of people who do know about NLP, but the other 90%. So yes, I think they can.
And
by the way, I'm not going to say it's necessarily going to be easy. And even if we go some way towards that, every little helps.
And given the other coalition that's very much in the news at the moment...
Do you mean the government coalition?
The government coalition.
Right.
And the state of the nation's finances. How's that playing in terms of a business that's doing training in NLP?
At the moment, at Touchwood, things are going really, really well for me. I've noticed a slight drop in inquiries. Actually, I noticed it probably about 3 months ago. I think it's picking up now. I think that there's a bit of doubt around the CSL, the Comprehensive Spending Review, what's going to happen. I think now that's been announced and people are beginning to get their heads around it, people are thinking, well, NLP is one way that I can really put myself ahead of the game in terms of if there are going to be job cuts, it's going to be less likely that I'll be sidelined, shall we say, or if I do happen to be sidelined, it will help me to get a job ahead of someone else. So I think NLP, one, NLP can help people with that, and two, people are realizing that. So I think the last three weeks I found there's been more inquiries.